Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. So excited to have you guys today. We got a really awesome segment for you guys. We want to talk about the power of perspective and how you see yourself. Last week, we talked about how you see others, God, just the perspective in general. Mm-hmm. But today, I want to really focus alongside with Obed here. He's my guest today. He's our drummer, and I'm so excited to have you. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I want to talk about, and I want to really hone in and zone in on how we see ourselves. And I think that that's such an important topic because I think we don't think about much about how we see ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's something that I really want the audience to just reflect on and think about and really just analyze. How do you see yourselves? I'm going to read a scripture. And then I'm gonna ask you maybe how this topic maybe even affects other people or, you know, just things that I think that people maybe don't think about on a daily basis. Romans chapter 12, the good chapter about transformation, in verse 3, and it says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think." It says, "But to think of ourselves soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." So it's telling us that we are supposed to talk to us or think about ourselves in a sober way, soberly, not under an influence, but soberly. And before we go into that, Obed, when I think about image or, you know, proper self-image, what are some of the things that you can think of that maybe you personally have faced, battled, that you think maybe could be of benefit to other people? Because maybe sometimes even as males, you know, women, you know, are so maybe more vocal, but as a male, maybe they're not so much vocal. And I want you to help the audience and talk to us.
I think in my what I went through, I was under a different influence. You know, I was trying to search the new thing, you know, trying to listen to different podcasts and under different, you know, just, I guess, influences, and it really distorted my image. It distorted the way I saw myself, and because you would see all these other people, you know, just like maybe succeeding or doing better than you, and I really thought, I was like, man, maybe it's not for me. And I really saw myself down, and I really saw myself in a way that I shouldn't, and the way that the Lord says, you know, that we shouldn't.
Like comparing yourself, right?
Yes, like comparing myself. And that was under the influence. And I know there was one time we were talking and you said, "Hey, you know what? Just cut off everything that you're listening to."
Yeah.
And wow, that helped me out a lot. And I listened to, you know, preachings and it was different. It was a different kind of...
Yeah.
It was a different the way I saw myself. And...
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I think that when you know, it's not that podcasts are bad, but I think that sometimes, you know, we live in such a society where, I was praying this morning and I was asking God, how do I help the body of Christ? Because we're a people that are very fad-like. We go for fads. You know, we, you know, the latest speaker or the latest preacher, everybody hosts that speaker. Yeah. The latest, you know, and not that that's bad, but it is, because that's a fad. Rather than listening to the Holy Spirit, rather than listening to what God, you know, is asking us to listen to, you know, so I think that it's so important. And I ask God, you know, as a society, we're such fad kind of people, you know, we look at social media and then that can really go sour for us because we start to compare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're on chapter 20. And we're on our chapter 3. Mm-hmm. And you can't compare their chapter 20 with our chapter 3.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or maybe that's not what God has for us, you know? Or, you know, there's just a lot of different factors involved in there.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that you can think of that you think that maybe the people... So that would be comparing yourself.
Yeah.
What are the things that maybe there's a filter in our lives where we're looking at ourselves from rejection?
I think rejection comes from maybe past failures.
Very good.
I know one of the things for me is after seeing so many failure in the beginning, you know, or still even though, like, where you just can't, you know, you can't accelerator, you can't move on to the next thing, but you just, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're failing, you know, mm-hmm. or you wake up and you tell yourself, I'm going to work out today. And then that's already, you know, a failure. And that's something that I saw.
Because you don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you tell yourself like, oh, and then you don't work out in the yeah. morning. And then you're like, dang, I already lost, you know, that day. Mm-hmm. And then that builds on throughout the whole day. And mm-hmm. That's something that really started to build on me, you know, my past failures, and then even more failures added on. So I think, I think it has to come from, you know, past failures and
just rejection too. Yeah. I think as the scripture tells us, so bad, it says, but to think of ourselves soberly. So think of yourself as sober, right? Mm-hmm. When you're sober, you're not under an influence. You know, sobriety is so important in how we see ourselves. We're not supposed to think of ourselves higher than we yeah. ought, because we have believers now that think of themselves higher than we ought to, mm-hmm. because I think we've all fallen prey to pride, you know? So we're supposed to think of ourselves in a sober way, mm-hmm. where it's not through the lens of any other influence, rejection, yeah. failures in the past, because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren, and he really mm-hmm. points out, yeah. you know, you're failed, you're not going to make it, et cetera, et cetera. And I think mm-hmm. when we listen to that voice, it really brings this low self-esteem yes, in people's for sure. lives, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, so like what would you say after, you know, many years or many months of bad thoughts? Like how would you say you would overcome, you know?
This self-image of yeah. ourselves? I think that one of the things that, because it, for me, it didn't come overnight. Mm. To see myself in a sober way and in a healthy way, because I know what it is to see yourself where God is using you and you have huge mm-hmm. platforms, you know, you're before a lot of people. But there were seasons in my life where I thought of myself higher mm-hmm. than I should have. And I'm being honest yeah. with the audience, because I think that brings hope to people. Mm-hmm. So there were moments in my life where I thought higher of myself. And I think that was the result of low self-esteem or lack of identity, rather. Mm-hmm. And so you start to see yourself through the eyes of what you do.
Oh, I see.
Versus yeah. of who God says that's you good. Are. So I've so been good. In those seasons mm-hmm. in my life. And I've also been in seasons where, because of past failures, mm-hmm. the accuser of the brethren, you know, is pointing his fingers at you. And because you haven't seen the success, or you haven't yeah. seen, you know, the breakthrough in certain areas, you start to question mm-hmm. yourself, your abilities, your skills, your talents, and that's really an offense to God. So I've been there also, because you're looking at yourself from an influence of past failures, as we've said. Maybe somebody rejected you, yeah. Maybe a parent rejected you, you know, that kind of thing. And so if you know my story, I also went through that phase in my life too. So I've seen myself also through the eyes of rejection. I mean, thank God that that's been restored mm-hmm. to you know, to a God-given place. But I've also, now I can say, in my late 40s, I can actually say I feel that I'm at a place in my life where there's such a healthy view of self. I no longer look at myself from under the influence of past failures mm-hmm. or successes, rejections, because this isn't about what you've done, your accomplishments, yeah. your successes. This is about who God says you are. And to answer your question, and for the audience's sake, I think that the way you come to a place of sobriety, one, is you have to have continual encounters mm-hmm. with the presence of God. So it was in the presence of God I started to view myself in a healthy way. The second thing that I would say to you is through the Word of God, because the Word of God brings sobriety to you. It makes you see yourself in light of how God sees you. And then the third thing that I would say is it takes maturity.
Yeah.
So I think that as you allow God to mature you, your thoughts change. Mm-hmm. As you allow God to grow you up, you know, and I have a whole teaching on maturity. You can go yeah. and listen to that, because there's a whole heck of a lot of things to say about maturity. But as you allow God to process you, and there's a maturity that comes to you, you no longer think of yourself in a bad way. You think of yourself from the viewpoint of your Father yeah. in heaven. You know, I love the Father in heaven, because he affirms Jesus as Jesus is getting baptized in the river. Mm-hmm. He says, "This is my beloved son." And he was basically saying, "I'm so proud of him." I'm proud of my son. I'm proud of my son. Jesus had not done a single miracle. Jesus hadn't performed not one miracle. He hadn't resurrected Lazarus. He just hasn't done anything. He hasn't even gone to the cross. But the Father is so proud of him. And I think that's when you know you've stepped into a place of maturity.
Yeah.
And it's mature love. Because mature love is the agape love. And really, that's the greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
Yeah.
You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. And so there's this different love for self. It's very healthy. It's sane.
Wow. Yeah.
You're no longer trying to, you know, and I look at society, and I've got to say this for the sake of the body of Christ. Look, I don't know who this video is going to land on, but I'm going to say it because I feel led to say it. The body of Christ is always after other celebrity Christians. And that has to stop. That, because truly, I've been there. I've been in big tables. And I've seen how people have been so drunk in that. And that, I think, it makes you realize, I think, now stepping back, looking back and over the years, it makes you realize when you go after that, you really don't have a good self-image of you. When you need the next picture, who you know, who you're connected to, who you know, what table you're at, who you invited, who's this. And it's like, that is such an influence, even in the Christian faith. And we have to be so free from that, because it really takes, I think, a sense of maturity to be able to go, I don't need all of that to feel good about me.
Yeah.
I don't need a selfie with anybody to feel make me feel good of me. I don't need to drive the latest car to make me feel good of me. I don't need any of that to make me feel good of me. You know, even the next preaching, and you know, because our preachings, I mean, it's our services are powerful. But as long as I did what God needed me to do, that does not dictate whether I feel good about myself or not good about myself. In other words, you get to a place of maturity where, you know, you just have a very healthy self-image.
Yeah, and that what you just said literally contradicts everything that the world is going after, what we're going after. And I think it's, we try to seek an approval. And as you saying that, like, it brought a clarity. And I'm like, wow, like, how dreadful is that?
It is.
How dreadful is it just seeking an approval or trying to seek a seat at the table, like you said?
Tiresome.
Big time. And I just think that's, we should really go after, you know, the God's heart.
Yes.
And that should be our only, you know, our only motive, our only goal. And it's crazy because it seems so easy and it sounds so easy, but doing it, I guess because all the lies that are in your head and all the rejection and the past and the failure, it doesn't seem so easy, but it really is, you know?
Totally. And then I think as you renew your mind, as you get filled with the love of God, as he affirms you, as he tells you, you know, who you really are, I think that you just, there's just a freedom that comes with that. And I do want to talk to the people also that just think very low of themselves. Maybe the enemy has whispered to you, you can't. I think that one of my assignments on the earth is also to raise up, you know, kind of like David in the cave of Adullam, you know, just mighty people that maybe have been through past failures and just, they just feel so defeated in life and they think that they can't. You know, I always say to people, you know, I don't know who told you you can't, but everything's possible. If God has orchestrated, called you, you know, I think it's time for us to dream again. That's, you know, and I think, you know, a healthy self-image is also believing you can. You know, believing that, wait, and technically we can't, but he can through us.
Yes.
You know, so when you believe in the God in you, you can believe in yourself because God lives inside of you. Everything is possible to him who believes. And so I think that having that self-image that is healthy and appropriate and proper and according to the word of God, you know, I want to say to every person that feels defeated, you know, you just feel defeated because maybe you've been in a crisis or you've just never been able to pick yourself up. You know, use this podcast, play it again. And I'm here to tell you, you can do it. Look, I started in a backyard, you know, and let me tell you, I've been through blows. I've been through betrayals, but here I am and I've not quit. You can make it. You know, if God has called you to do something, you know, you can make it. You know, whatever voice is telling you otherwise, it is a lie. And that's the lie you really have to, you know, fight So that you can get to a place of just renewal of the mind and really think good thoughts about yourself. Yeah. And I always tell this, you know, I'm training girls. I've got a gym, if you will, in our church. It's not open to the public. But in our church, I've got a gym and I've got a group of girls. And I've got like 25 girls that I train. And I always tell them at the end of their workouts, you know, I've pushed them to their limits. They are dying. They can't wait to stretch. And at the end of it, you know, I always tell them, think of 5 good thoughts about yourself. And some of them have had a hard time thinking about it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, and they all say the same thing. Mm. And I'm like, that goes to show you the false sense of false, you know, image that we have. And so we just want to pray for you today. And we just declare today that God, through this means, makes you think about. I want you to think about how do you see yourself? You know, maybe somebody has spoken things over your life, or maybe said things, or maybe a situation, or maybe you did fail. Your failure does not determine your image or who you really are. You know, God really does. He's the one that tells you who you are. Let's pray for them. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray for your people today. And we uproot lies of defeat, lies of failure, lies of just a false self-image, God. We bind it. We destroy it, Father. Every lie that has come to them to tell them that they can't, that they're just failures, that they'll never, they're nobody, nobody loves them. Father, every lie about self, God, today, we uproot it. I expose it today. Yeah. I expose it today. I expose every lie that is contrary, God, to what you have spoken over your people. Today, I call freedom. I call deliverance. I call liberty. I call you free in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just declare that you affirm them, you mature them, and that you bring your presence to them so that they can know who they really are. Father, we don't think of ourselves higher, and we don't think of ourselves lower. We think of ourselves the way you think of us, the way you see us. God, we ask this in your precious name, in Jesus' name, amen. We love you guys. Thank you. God bless you.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.